So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf taught the halacha of Mesa Machmas Malacha, Shoyel Pater. If a person borrowed an item such as a shovel and it was ruined through its usage, the shoyel is not liable to pay because Lav Lokma Bekilta Shilta, the owner gave him permission to use the shovel and not that it should be stored away. As the Gemara explains, only if the shoyel handled the shovel properly and did not misuse it, only then is he Pater. But if he did misuse the shovel, he is Chayiv. Therefore, I see Sahadi Delav Shanisba Ve'ifter, the shoyel must provide witnesses to confirm that he indeed did not misuse the item. V'ilakasahadi, if the shoyel cannot provide witnesses, he is Chayiv. Rav holds, Shalom Le Nargama Alya, the shoyel must pay the owner for a new shovel. While Rav Kahana Rav Asi hold, Mahadale Tavre Umamalya Le Dmeimona, the owner must accept the broken shovel as a partial payment, and the shoyel reimburses him only with the difference in value between a new shovel and a broken shovel. The Gemara concludes, V'hilchasek Rav Kahana Rav Asi. The Gemara proceeds with two incidents regarding Ahu Gavre the Shol Shundru Michavre. A person borrowed someone's cat to catch mice. In one incident, the mice overpowered the cat and killed it. In the other incident, the cat ate too many mice and died from overeating. In both incidents, Rav Ashi ruled it was considered Mesa Machmas Malacha, and therefore the Shoyel is Pater because Gavad Dinashi Katlua Loidina Loidina. In normal circumstances, the cat would not have died, and this was not considered a misuse, as a man would not be overpowered and killed by women. The Gemara continues, Amar Rava, Haiman de boy le mishal midi michavre ve lifter, namele ashkoyin maya, the havashay le babaylam. If a person wants to borrow someone's item and not be liable for any claims, he should first ask the owner to pour him a drink of water so that it is considered a shay le babaylam. Vipikeachu, namele, shol beresh of hod ashkoyach. However, if the owner is clever, he should tell him, first borrow the item and then I will pour you a drink so that it is not considered a shay le babaylam. Amar Rava, Makridar de ki shasola tabacha v'umna safer masa, kulan be'idin avidatayu kishe'ele b'bayam damo. Regarding those who provide services to the public, such as a rabbi, a sharecropper, a butcher, a bloodletter, and a barber, if a resident borrows their item while they are working, it is considered she'ele b'bayam, as Rashi explains. Imishahayeze b'malachtoi, sholem and the behema ba'isa sho'u mesa pater. If while they were working for a resident, he borrowed their animal and it died, the shayla is pater because it was a shayla the bialim. The Shita Mekubetza cites other rishayim who add a filikasha eisin malacha le'echad mehen kilo eisin lekulan. Even another resident who borrowed their animal during this time would be pater because we consider all the residents as partners and the work done for one resident is considered done for all the residents. Regarding a rebbe who teaches his students without pay, the Gemara concludes ihu shalahu b'yayim dekala. During the shir given before Yom Tov, the Rebbe is considered working for the students, and therefore if the students borrow the Rebbe's item, it would be considered Shelah B'Bailam, because this shir is for the students' benefit. As Rashi explains, L'Motzlishtamuti L'Milsachriti, the Rebbe may not teach them the subjects of his choice, only those that pertain to Yom Tov. However, Inhu She'ilu Le'Bishar Yomi, during the year the students are considered working for the Rebbe, and therefore if the Rebbe borrows the students' item, it would be considered She'ilu B'Bailam because the shir is to the Rebbe's benefit. Because the Rebbe may choose to teach them the subject of his choice. Zakta Mishnah, Hashayla Sabpara, Shayla Chatziyim, Vesachar Chatziyim. Someone borrowed a cow for half a day and he rented the same cow for the second half of the day, and the cow died. Or Sha'ala Hayim, Uschar Lamachar. He borrowed the cow for today and he rented the same cow for the next day, and the cow died. Or Sachar Achas Vashal Achas Umesa. He borrowed one cow and rented a second cow, and one cow died. Whether the Shemer is Chayiv depends on which party has a Tainis Bari, a certain claim. If Hamashal Oimer Sha'ula Mesa, B'yim Sha'isa Shula Mesa, B'shosha Ha'isa Shula Mesa, V'hala Oimer Ein Yedeya, Chayiv. If the owner claims with certainty that the cow that was borrowed died, and in the previous cases that the cow died during the time it was borrowed, and the Shemer was not sure, the Shemer is Chayiv to pay the owner as a Shail because Bari B'shema Bari Adav. The certain claim is stronger than the uncertain claim. However, if Asecher Oimer Schura Mesa, B'yem Shahis Schura Mesa, B'shosh Ahis Schura Mesa, V'ala Oimer Eni Yedeya, Pater. If the Shemer was buried that the cow that was rented died, and in the previous cases that the cow died during the time it was rented, and the owner was not sure, the Shemer is Pater as a Secher for the same reason, Bari V'shema, Bari Adav. The Mishnah continues, Ze'imer Shu'ula V'ze'imer Schura, Yeshava Hasecher Shaschura Mesa. If both the owner and shamer were certain in their claims, the shamer must swear that indeed the rented cow died. Because as the Gemara of Tzadik Ches explains, I did gigul shvuah. Based on the halacha that one shvuah can bring about other shvuahs, the amaleish, the boy li, ezemias, the kedarka mesa. The owner first requests that the shamer swears the seicher that the cow died naturally. Since the shamer makes this shvuah, he must also swear that the rented cow died. If both the owner and the shamer were not sure, they split the loss, and the shamer pays only half the cow's value, because as the Gemara explains, the Mishnah follows the opinion of Simchas, who holds Mamon Hamotel B'Safek Chalkin. When in doubt, we divide the disputed sum between the claimant and the defendant.